This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to start exactly where David Bellavia started this morning, and that is with the town hall-ish type thing that we saw in Springville yesterday. And if you tried to watch it, you couldn't because there was no audio. I'm sure it was Donald Trump's fault. But Lindsay Lurigo is there. She's an Erie County legislator, and she joins me live. Lindsay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Now, obviously, you know, many of us were tuned in with, we couldn't wait. It was the show of, you know, baseball doesn't start till tomorrow. So there was nothing on last night. We were all waiting to see the county executive. And unfortunately, a poorly positioned camera and no audio. So, Lindsay, with being at this event, at the end of the day, what did you walk away with? What was the meaning of this town hall?
Well, look, Joe, you know, I had the pleasure of attending Mark's monologue live. It was an hour town hall where he spent an hour dictating what he thought was best to the residents of Concord. Then he gave a few of them that pre-signed up with their questions 2 minutes to ask him questions. He made it very clear he was not willing to debate. Anybody that didn't praise him and challenged him on some of his questions, it reminded them that he was not willing to debate them. They had their 2 minutes. He had as long as he wanted. And he went through a laundry list of items, including the millions of dollars from American Rescue Plan that was, you know, in my opinion, it was wasted. It was once-in-a-lifetime funding that we had the opportunity to make improvements around the county, once-in-a-lifetime infrastructure project. But instead, he spent a lot of it on his pet projects. For instance, in the town of Concord, at the senior center where the town hall was, it's a county road to get there. It is literally crumbling as he drove on it to get there. It is a county-owned road. It's one of those roads that otherwise isn't often available for federal grants or state grants. And we could have used that funding to fix that crumbling road that his motorcade got there on. But instead, he talked about how he blew away millions of dollars on the facade of the convention center. I think it was pretty tone deaf to residents in the town of Concord. I was hoping that there would have been more listening and less dictating. I think that's what really makes a good public servant. But unfortunately, that wasn't the case.
Now, you told us a few weeks ago about a meeting that the Republicans in Erie County had with Mark Poloncarz, and it was nothing but bashing Trump. How much Trump bashing took place at this town hall?
Oh, at least 30 minutes of it was just fear-mongering about things that aren't happening but could happen. You know, his band of supporters that were there, and including county employees, his commissioners, you know, they can't help but applaud when he talks about throwing tax dollars away on frivolous lawsuits against the administration. It was a major focus. I think, you know, walking away from that meeting and the past couple of weeks of aggravation, you know, fundamentally, Mark Poloncarz and I have a very different opinion on how to spend tax dollars. My view is that I wouldn't spend my own money on something, whether it's federal, state, or county taxes. I don't expect the leaders in office to spend my tax dollars and throw them away in the same way. So it doesn't matter where the money's coming from. You know, the lack of oversight, the lack of discretion, I think, with which Mark likes to spend it is out of control. But he went there and he put it on great display and asked for applause. It was pretty wild.
Now, you mentioned to David this morning about the audience that was there and the Poloncarz supporters. Now, again, if you turned on the video that was offered through the county. It was a poorly positioned camera that seemed to be more positioned on Mark's lover and someone I know from Hardwick's office than it was on Mark Poloncarz. But when you look at the crowd, would you say some of those people were brought in by Mark Poloncarz?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think that, you know, I represent the town of Concord, the village of Springville. You know, it's a very red district. I think when, you know, I was actually standing close to behind the camera, there are about four rows of people that were there. That's where the harder questions came from. That's where people weren't clapping. They didn't look as happy. I talked to them beforehand. They were talking about issues like corrections officers. You know, one father stood up and said, "Why did you veto the ability to allow 14 and 15 year olds to hunt with their parents? Are you telling me that you know better for my child?" And Mark Poloncarz stood there and said, "I coached hockey for 15 and 16 year olds. I know what's best." And as a parent, Joe, and as a county legislator that goes and listens to this district, I was blown away at how incredibly disrespectful he was to this father. But that was what was behind the camera, not in front of it. So it was just a shame to see that's what happened.
Now, you say that you had to sign up for a question, and then if you actually got picked, it was only a 2-minute question, and then Mark could go on for as long as he wants. We know the corrections officer statement that was just absurd by the county executive. What were some of the other questions? Were there other questions that pressed the county executive that he actually gave some kind of answer to?
I mean, the corrections officer was the big one. I mean, he stood up. There were several corrections officers there. Some of them I had the chance to talk to beforehand. You know, I think one thing that's really important to point out, when you have, you know, again, behind the camera, there were more of Mark's commissioners from all the different departments. You had, you know, his executive office staff, which I was, you know, faces there I'd never even seen before. I was kind of shocked at just how many people work in his office. And then you have in there, you know, the Concord Democrats and those committees. I think it wasn't necessarily a welcoming environment to get up there and, you know, voice your opinion. I think people were a little nervous, you know, especially when Mark just went on for an hour. There was a lot of people there, you know, applauding him, and that he received very graciously and took his time to respond to. The people that stood up, again, there was the father that spoke on the hunting issue. There were some corrections officers that I think made a really good point. They said, "You work for the taxpayers. Why don't you work for the corrections officers?" And, you know, like you said, he said Kathy Hochul's their best friend. It just goes to show how out of touch Mark is. But there were other issues brought up, like roads, to which Mark actually chuckled away and said, "Oh, roads." And it's like there's no more important issue in the town of Concord than roads, which has, I believe, the most county miles other than ever any town. And he just kind of laughed it off. And, you know, I don't think people went into that conversation expecting Mark Poloncarz to suddenly be a leader that is open to criticism or opinions that are not his own. And I think it discourages people from voicing their thoughts.
Is his behavior, I hate to use that word, but it's the best word that came to mind, his behavior, the way he was treating this meeting, is it kind of an inside look at how he treats meetings with the legislature?
He doesn't come to the legislature, so I think it's hard to really compare it. He sends some staff over. You know, I think overall, you know, the biggest tone and difference I see is, you know, and it's fundamentally something him and I will never agree on, is, you know, his view of, I think he views our tax dollars as his own money. And then he tells you that he's doing the best thing for you instead of listening to what your town needs. And what I saw there is I saw people standing up and saying, "What about our roads? You know, why can't I, in a safe environment, teach my child how to hunt? You're the one standing between that. Why aren't you standing up for corrections officers?" And to those people, he said, "Sit down, your 2 minutes is over." You know, wow. And then the second that they stood up and started arguing back, you have sheriff's deputies there. You know, it wasn't a welcoming environment for any opinion that wasn't just to say how wonderful Mark is.
You know, I know we've talked about this in the past, but he says he's not going to run again, but he puts an event like this on. A lot of the stuff he's posting on social media. Do you think he's going to do a 180 and run for county executive again?
You know, I really didn't know what to think going into this meeting. I think I had the same thought as everybody. This is highly unlikely. He actually started the meeting by saying, "Oh, he used to do these all the time, but, you know, he hasn't because of COVID," which, you know, I wanted to, my jaw dropped to the floor because I'm like, it's 2025. How long can you keep blaming COVID for everything? So I thought the town hall was pretty unusual for him, especially out in my district in Concord, New York. I assumed he must have been lost on his way to Ashtabula out there. But I, you know, I really don't know what he's doing. I think he sees these Democratic Congress people out there that are doing town halls in red districts. I think Mark thinks very highly of himself that he should be doing the same. He thinks he's on that level. And I don't think this is really anything more for Mark than just going around and saying how great he is and that we need to be terrified of Trump. I don't know that he's going to run again, but, you know, I do see that he's still fundraising. So if not for county executive, it might be for something else.
Oh, man. Before we let you go, I do have to ask your thoughts on this group of eight that Mark Poloncarz signed into, along with Chris Scanlon, the mayors of Niagara Falls. Your thoughts on that whole thing?
You know, I think it really just goes to show where Mark's priorities are, and it's on national politics. You know, that's what he talked about in the town of Concord last night when residents were asking him about issues that affect them in the town of Concord. But, you know, I think it's the same thing. Mark is so desperate to reach for the national headlines when, you know, residents are just begging him to focus on Erie County.
Oh, very interesting look indeed, Lindsay. It's always something going on with Erie County, right?
Never ends, Joe.
Well, appreciate you as always, and thanks for jumping back on and revisiting the meeting that was.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
That is Erie County Legislator Lindsay Larigo on yesterday's town hall.